In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In today's gospel, our Lord reveals through his discourse that his mission is not just intended for one people, but for all people, that he's come to bring salvation and redemption to all people, using the example of the prophet Elijah and Elisha and going to peoples who are not of the Israel nation, of the Hebrew people, using this to express his mission is not just secluded to one people, but to all people, to bring salvation and redemption to all. And for this, those who were listening to him became extremely angry and tried to throw Jesus off the brow of the hill. But once again, our Lord demonstrated that his destiny is not theirs, but his hour is not for them to choose, but for the Heavenly Father to choose, and that they had no control over the time that our Lord would give his life for our salvation and redemption. But the gospel points out to another thing, which is hardness of heart, that the people's hearts were so hardened that they failed to see who was in their midst, Christ the Messiah, Christ the Savior. And because of their hardness of heart, they would not recognize him. They would not recognize him. And this just is to remind us in this Lenten season to not allow our hearts ever to become hardened, that we may always recognize Christ in our midst, especially at times when many times when people are going through difficulties or trials, they become angry with God, they complain to God, or they abandon their faith because their prayers were not answered as they wished, or that they did not understand why God permitted something to happen to them. In these moments, we have to recognize Christ in our midst and keep our faith firmly united to Jesus and trusting him in his divine plan. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. May this Lenten season be a time of renewal for us, and that Christ may continue to transform our hearts, that we may celebrate his victory over death and sin in his victory on Easter Sunday. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.